Government has secured a 60 million euro loan from Belgium to replace obsolete equipment at the Kwan Water Treatment Works. When this is done, the Kwan Treatment Plant will be in a position to adequately provide the water needs of Accra and Tema. In the meantime, a Chinese-funded $273 million expansion works is ongoing at the site to temporarily serve the needs of consumers in the Accra and Tema areas. This was disclosed when the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, led journalists to the Kwan Treatment Plant. George Asikri reports.
The Kwan Water Treatment Plant was constructed in 1962 and commissioned in 1966. Since then, it was only in 1984 that some minor rehabilitation works was done on the equipment. Apart from this, the plant was initially expected to serve the needs of 1 million people, but currently serves over 4 million consumers. These, coupled with intermittent power outages, are some of the causes of irregular water supply to Accra and Tema metropolitan areas. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, said government is doing everything to address the problem so that people can have potable water.
All the old equipment are going to be changed, and a new plant is also being constructed. Belgium is funding 16 million euros to change all the old plants. So much is happening. There's something happening in Konyaku, where in Dabuasi, something is going to happen there. They, again, the engineers use their ingenuity to survey the situation, because that plant is also as old.
Mr. E.T. Mensah also visited the Otukono treatment plant at Pupunya in the eastern region. The station manager, Kennedy Ofori Debra, said constant power outages is affecting the smooth operation of the plant.
When there is power outage, there is nothing that we can do. We depend on power to pump water from here to the booster station to Pupunya.
Currently, we have this power outage problem all over the country. So what is the water situation like in Pupunya?
Oh, we have reservoirs at Pupunya. When the reservoirs are at its maximum level, the water can still flow by gravity from the reservoir to feed the Koforidua township.
Mr. Debra assured residents of Koforidua of constant water supply despite the challenges. For Radio Ghana, George Asekri.
In a related development, Mr. Mensah suggested that prepaid meters are installed for all water users to ensure that consumers pay for their product. This follows the revelation that only 400,000 Ghanaians pay for the water they consume. The minister said times have changed and his ministry will ensure that practical steps are taken to make consumers pay for their water consumption.
All of us, where we're going to move into, we want to serve notice. So people are using water without paying. There are those who refill the water to produce sachet and bottle to sell. And you'll be surprised. I was really shocked when I heard from the Antibagin that that people who pay for water in this country are less than 400,000. It's a shame. At times have changed, and we're also going to change accordingly. We will very soon change our whole system of collection. We're going to revolutionize the collection system in water companies and ensure that we use prepaid meters. We'll go after those who use the water and do not pay to change all this. So I will get money to maintain the equipment.
E.T. Mensah is Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing.